Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And don't look now, but iPhone sales are slowing in China. What might that signal for Apple? Let's explore this now with Bloomberg Intelligence Senior Telecom Industry Analyst John Butler. John, good morning. I know China was key to Apple's growth story in both 2014 and 2015. First of all, how many iPhones does the world's most valuable company sell in the world's most populous nation?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I will say this about 18%, 18 to 19% of iPhone sales came out of China, in the latest quarter. So China is still quite big for Apple, but to put it in perspective, Bob, if you go back just a couple of years, that number was close to 30%. So it really has come down over time, and the main reason is we've seen the emergence of some really good local competitors in the Chinese market.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, what phones do I need to be looking at here that are competing with the iPhone?
Well, you know, here in the States, we don't really even recognize the names. I mean, there are companies like Oppo and Vivo and Huawei that really have come out with these great feature-rich, high-quality phones at lower price points. And so Apple has found itself in the tough position of having to really market on its brand mostly, because if you're marketing on features, you're not really features only. Let's say you're not going to be price competitive. So, for them, it's been a battle there. Now, the good news for Apple is it is an aspirational brand. It does have broad global appeal, particularly appeal in China. So, you know, they've held their own. But I think, you know, going forward, it would probably help them if they did more product line extensions down market like we saw with the iPhone SE.
What does this portend for Apple then? And does it translate elsewhere?
Well, you know, as I said, in markets like China, where you have really strong local competitors, I think probably their best move is product line expansion into that mid-price. They call it the mid-range market. It's the market where smartphones are priced $250 to $500. Apple plays in that premium category of $500 plus.
But I mean, what if there are companies that can move in on Apple in China, why aren't there companies that can move in on Apple in the U.S., for example?
Well, you know, again, I go back to the appeal of the brand. You know, Apple really is an aspirational brand, and they really do play in that very high end. So they've sort of owned that segment with Samsung in developed markets for the most part. And so far, at least, we haven't really seen a lot of meaningful competitive inroads, but it's starting to happen. If you look at the Google Pixel and the Pixel XL, it's gotten terrific reviews. And I think what we'll see, it's a brand new phone, but I think over time we'll see that that's going to begin to chip away at Apple's share as well.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Bloomberg Intelligence Senior Telecom Industry Analyst John Butler. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BI Go. And our thanks once again to John Butler of Bloomberg Intelligence.